There is somebody's rest that cannot happen until somebody is laid to rest. So I am here with a brutal judgmental mantle. It's a fire prophetic and apostolic mantle that is going to judge every devil, every witch, every wizard, every sickness, every affliction, every disease in your body today. I declare their judgment now in the name of Jesus. Anybody and anything and any system and any organization and any conspiracy that will not allow you to be, that will not allow you to rest, I prophesy, if I be of God, then in this season they shall be laid to rest. Everybody who said over their dead body, before you become who God wants you to become, over their dead body, before you get married, over their dead body, before you get your children, that said over their dead body, before you break through financially, over their dead body, before your ministry succeeds, over their dead body, before you become who God wants you to become, I announce today their obituary. They shall be laid to rest, and you shall go to rest. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. Look at your neighbor and say, it is vengeance for deliverance. Look at somebody and say, it is vengeance for deliverance. Hear me. Before the next 24 hours, and in series of 24 hours, after another 24 hours, another 48 hours, another 72 hours, all the way to 7 days between now and that time, if there is a man or a woman, no matter how hard they are, no matter how strong they are, no matter how powerful they are, they shall be laid to rest. God will deal with both the native doctor, that woman that laid on the ground, now bring her forward, the one that the camera just showed, was that the one? Anybody, now hear me, this is what I heard. The Lord said he would deal with the horse and the rider. That is the native doctor and the one who consulted him. Lift your hands. The witchcraft power that tied down your life and your destiny and your seed and your seed and your fruit, today that power is broken. Broken. The Lord is about to deal with the horse and the rider. He's about to deal with the one who took your name to the native doctor and the native doctor himself. Italia, Ike tele perete setola, Ike tele perete sida, Ika daya daya la la la. He's about to deal with the horse and his rider. He's going to deal with the one who took your name to the witchcraft coven and the witches themselves. Shash! There are shrines that will catch fire because of you. Within these few days, they shall catch fire. Shrines, native doctor shrines, witch doctor shrine, occultic shrine, coven shall catch fire because of you in this season. I am speaking to a mother here. Those who will not leave your children alone, they shall be ruined now. Those who want to useless your children, like they say in Africa, who want to useless your children in your hands. They want to useless your children. Render them useless. Render them vagabonds. Render them wayward. Render them sick and afflicted. Jehovah will deal with them today. Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son. Paul and Enche is my son. Call your name, even my firstborn. And he said, and I say unto thee, let my son go. They must let you go today. They must let your children go today. Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will kill your son, even your firstborn. And Pharaoh refused to let him go. Therefore, God killed the firstborn of Pharaoh and the firstborn of the Israelites. I stand here today. You know, any devil, any agent who will not let you go shall go for you. Anyone who does not, now, that he may serve me. Anything that is distracting your service of God, you want to serve God with all your heart, then you remember the diagnosis. You want to serve God with all your heart, then the devil say, but you are not yet married, but you don't yet have a child, but you don't have a place to sleep. Everything that is distracting your service of God, and any devil that has a hand in that distraction, I announce today, they are destroyed. Listen, people.
You want to have, she was brought forward when she was lying down, and then you spoke to her, taking authority over everything against her life, against her seed, and then destroying altars against her family. She told me that since she lost her husband, like 15 years ago, nothing has been working for her and her children.
That's
she
right.
She sees them in a cage.
Yes, they sees their sassy.
Yes, sir. Sees them inside the cage, sees herself in the cage,
yes.
And then sees people chasing her in the dream. At times they will be shooting guns at her. And today, her world just
And those
came.
Who tied your seed now are about to be laid to rest.
Amen.
I announce to you today, anyone that I'm talking about your children right now,
yes, sir.
That want to render them useless,
yes.
Want to render them afflicted, want to render them irrelevant, I prophesy, any devil and group of devils that say it should not be well with you and well with your children, they are laid to rest. You shall hear of their destruction. 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 You shall hear of their destruction.
I decree, it is your season of deliverance, healing, miracle, breakthrough. So it is the season of vengeance. If God can kill Pharaoh for Israel to go, even if it is the president of a country that's standing in the way of your destiny, in the way of your of the purpose of God for your life, they shall go for you in this season. They shall go for you in this season.
Something is breaking. Lift your right hand and say, Father, oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself. Say it louder. Say, oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth,
show yourself.
Say it louder. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself. So glorious in this place, you are glorious, 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 glorious. So glorious in this place. He judged Pharaoh, and then he judged Herod. In Acts chapter 12, verse 23 and 24. And immediately, the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory. And he was eating of worms and gave up the ghost. After he died, the word of God grew and multiplied. Everything standing in the way of the growth of God's purpose in your life, in my life, in Nigeria. Everything standing in the way of the growth and the multiplication of the purpose of God for my life, for your life, for the church, for the body of Christ. Everything standing in the way of the growth and multiplication of the purpose of God for your life. In this season, they shall expire. Jehovah shall touch them. Jehovah shall touch them. Jehovah shall touch them. Jehovah shall touch them. Before this service is over, the angel of the Lord shall touch Herod. The angel of the Lord shall smite Herod. Before this service is over, the angel of the Lord shall smite Herod. If you are saying amen, you ought to say it like a believer. And third scripture, I will pray. Acts 13, 9 to 12. A man was called Elimas the sorcerer. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, oh, fool of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the law? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell upon him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. And the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed. There are those who will not believe until there is judgment. Every devil doubting your faith in God, God will show them judgment that will make them believe. Every group of witches and wizards and their agents doubting whether you are serving the living God or not, in this season, God shall show them his hand of judgment, his hand of violence, his hand of judgment. And they shall believe. And they shall believe. And they shall believe. He will show them his hand of violence, his hand of judgment, and they shall believe. God will do something around your life, judgment of the enemy, around your family, around your destiny, that will make people believe you are serving a genuine God.